Locked On Red Sox, your daily Boston Red Sox podcast. Part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
What is up, Red Sox Nation? This is Locked On Red Sox here on the Locked On Podcast Network, where it's your team every day. As always, I'm your host, Gabrielle, founder of Girl at the Game, and today's episode is brought to you by Built Bar. Built Bar makes protein bars that taste like candy bars, so go to BuiltBar.com today and use promo code LOCKEDON to save big on your order. Today's episode is jam-packed, and I have to start off by sending my condolences to the loved ones of ESPN's Pedro Gomez, who passed away suddenly yesterday at the age of 58. His son Rio is actually a pitcher in the Red Sox organization, and by all accounts, he was one of the most beloved figures in baseball media. He has been in the industry for over a quarter of a century. He has covered dozens of World Series and postseason games, just an incredible talent. And I'm really bummed because the few times I was fortunate enough to see him around at a ballpark, I was way too shy to go over and introduce myself. He will be so missed, and it's going to be really weird to go into the 2021 baseball season without him. So my condolences to his children, his wife, all his friends and loved ones. Baseball will not be the same without you. Now, this is more rare in the off season, but I have a great on this day in history tidbit for you, because today is the 15th anniversary of Johnny Damon taking out that full page ad in the Boston Globe to thank Red Sox Nation for their support. If you don't remember, it was a photo of him with the text overlaid saying many thanks to the great fans of New England and the city of Boston. It was a privilege and an honor. Signed, Johnny Damon. That came out on February 8th, 2006. And then, of course, he went on to play for the Yankees. And I just remember being in junior high, and it was such big drama when Damon decided to become a Yankee. That was like peak rivalry years. That was post-reversing the curse, Dave Roberts, A-Rod. Just so heightened. The few Yankees fan kids in my grade were insufferable that week, and all of us Red Sox fans were so outraged because of all the teams to go to, it was the Yankees. So it's just absolutely wild to me that that was 15 years ago. It makes me feel super old, but yes, on this day in 2006, Johnny Damon was saying goodbye to Boston and hello to the Bronx. Crazy. Now, today is actually Truck Day. It's Monday, the day after the Super Bowl, and we will talk about the Super Bowl in a little bit, but today is Truck Day, and it's kind of crazy because the baseball season was so weird, the whole year of not being able to be in the ballpark. I haven't been inside Fenway Park since December 2019, and that's so weird. A whole year plus without being in the ballpark, a whole year plus without going to a Red Sox game. So it just doesn't feel real that it's Truck Day now, because it just doesn't feel like baseball just doesn't feel real to me, if that makes sense. Pre-pandemic life just doesn't feel real. Truck Day, of course, is when the trucks leave the ballparks and go down to their spring training facility, jam-packed with equipment. So the Red Sox, of course, every year put out their tweet telling you exactly what's going down to Fort Myers, and this is what's going in those trucks. 20,400 baseballs, 1,100 bats, 200 batting gloves, 200 helmets, 320 batting practice tops, 160 jerseys, 300 pairs of pants, 400 t-shirts, 400 pairs of socks, 20 cases of bubblegum, and 60 cases of sunflower seeds. Usually this wouldn't really make me bat an eye. Obviously 20,000 baseballs is like so many baseballs. I'm picturing a closet in a sitcom when the kid is supposed to clean their room and instead they just push everything into the closet and kind of jam the door shut, and then the parent comes in and opens the closet and an avalanche of stuff falls down on them. That's the 90s sitcom moment I'm picturing here, with like a truck where you open up the back and just 20,400 baseballs pour out. But 60 cases of sunflower seeds, gives me pause, just because we all know that spitting was a big no-no in 2020 for baseball players, just in terms of COVID precautions. There was no spitting allowed, which presumably would mean no sunflower seeds allowed, because most of these guys presumably are not eating the sunflower seeds whole. It seems sharp and painful to your innards, but they're sending those sunflower seeds down there, and I guess we'll see, but that just gave me pause. I know that's totally random and off topic, but it's truck day, and I've had the Eastbound and Down song stuck in my head all day because it's truck day, and the countdown to spring training is officially on. Now, before I talk about the Super Bowl, we have to talk about BetOnline. The Super Bowl is over. The NFL is done until next fall, but there is still basketball, hockey. Baseball is coming back soon, and there is only one place that has you covered, one place we trust, and that is betonline.ag. When you sign up today for a free account at betonline.ag and use that promo code LOCKEDON for your 50% welcome bonus, you will not have to sit on the sidelines anymore. You're in on the action when you use that promo code LOCKEDON to receive a 50% welcome bonus with your first deposit. BetOnline, your online sportsbook experts. And amidst the Super Bowl hubbub yesterday, I received a wonderful package in the mail from Built Bar. In case you haven't heard, Built Bar makes the best tasting protein bars on the market. Their protein bars taste like candy bars. Each bar is coated in 100% chocolate. They have 18 amazing flavors, both nut and nut-free flavors, and they are soft and easy to chew. So you don't have to worry, like most protein bars, when you bite into it and you're worried you're going to break a tooth because it's just like a brick in a wrapper. Built Bars are great because they taste great, but they are also good for you. They are low calorie, low sugar, high protein, and high fiber. So if you are looking to lose or maintain weight, but you still love to indulge in a delicious treat, try Built Bars. And for a limited time only, when you go to BuiltBar.com, use that promo code LOCKEDON and you'll get 20% off your next order. Again, that's promo code LOCKEDON for 20% off at BuiltBar.com. And you can get more of the sports news you need in less time with our new Locked On Today podcast. Peter Bukowski hosts Locked On Today, a daily podcast breaking down the biggest stories with analysis from our local experts. Start your day with all the sports news you need in under 20 minutes. Subscribe to Locked On Today wherever you get podcasts. I was actually on Locked On Today last week talking about, of all things, sexual harassment in sports. We will talk about that in a minute, but tune in to Locked On Today. It was so fun recording with Peter. He is awesome. It's a great new show if you want the rundown on everything that's happening in sports every single day for just 20 minutes. But of course, don't forget to stay subscribed to Locked On Red Sox so you never miss anything that's going on with your absolute favorite baseball team. Yesterday was Super Bowl Sunday, which if you know me at all, I do not really observe that holiday. I'm more interested in the food. Not to brag, but I made absolutely incredible nachos. A giant bowl of guac, but I sat here with my headphones in watching the Kardashians and SNL while the Super Bowl was on, but all I could think leading up to Super Bowl Sunday and on Super Bowl Sunday yesterday was that Mookie Betts and Tom Brady both left the Red Sox within a month of each other and went on to not only play in the final round of their league championship, but win the whole shebang. And that is just so crazy and so Babe Ruthian of them. Obviously, a little bit different for Mookie because he was traded. Brady left willingly. But just the fact that two homegrown franchise superstars, faces of the franchise, guys who should have retired here, left within months of each other and then won the World Series and the Super Bowl in the same year. It's just so weird to think about both of them leaving Boston, winning the championship in their first season with a new team, especially given the fact that the last time each of them won a championship, they were still in Boston, and it was the same year. The Red Sox won in 2018, the Patriots won the Super Bowl in the same 2018-2019 season, and then Mookie, of course, even went on to be traded to the team that he beat in that World Series and won a World Series with them. So just like a total mind bender. I don't swear on this podcast. If you want to hear me swear on a podcast, you can hear me swear on Girl at the Game, but absolutely insane. Now, Before I end the show today, I just want to talk about last week, because last week was actually my 1 year anniversary of hosting Locked On Red Sox, and it was National Girls and Women in Sports Day. My 1 year anniversary hosting the show was February 1st, National Girls and Women in Sports Day was February 3rd, and there was also yet another sexual harassment bomb dropped on Major League Baseball. So I will address each of these things in turn. First of all, what an honor it is to host Locked On Red Sox. This job means so much to me. I have an amazing, amazing little Locked On MLB family. We talk literally every day. We are in our Twitter DM constantly. They are amazing people, amazing podcast hosts, amazing baseball minds. And I'm so lucky that this job is not only a job, but also a place where I have found incredible friends, incredible people to talk to, who have supported me, who have lifted me up. And I'm so happy that I get to do the same. We have the best time together. And I'll be totally honest, when I first started doing this podcast, I was terrified. I was so nervous. I remember recording the trailer, the teaser, announcing that I would be hosting the show. And I remember recording it like 30 times and saying to my friends, I can't do it. I'm too nervous. I had been a guest on other people's podcasts before, but hosting a podcast by myself, coming up with the content, talking to myself, putting the whole thing together, I was so nervous. It was such a huge step for me to do this. And I'm so grateful if you've been listening to this show for the last year, if you've stuck with me as I got through my learning phase, my awkwardness, just how shy I was, because you might not be able to tell listening to it, but I was a really, really shy little kid. If I didn't know you, there was no way I was talking to you. I was the quietest, like shyest, most anxious child. And starting hosting this show really brought that back out in me. And it's really been a great thing for getting out of my comfort zone. And I think if you listen to the early episodes versus the episodes now, you can tell. But thank you so much if you've been listening to this show. Thank you to the Locked On Podcast Network for believing in me, for Sean Woodley, our coordinator, for hiring me, David Locke for founding Locked On Podcast Network. And now I'm in charge of social media for all 33 of our amazing MLB podcasts. And I get to create content for my amazing co-hosts every single day. We get to hang out. I get to design graphics. I get to make my stupid memes that I love and make dad jokes and be a total weirdo. And that's crazy. And I'm so grateful. Now, National Girls and Women in Sports Day was kind of bittersweet given the fact that it happened 2 days after the announcement of what is apparently quote unquote baseball's worst kept secret, which is that Mickey Callaway, former Mets manager, is a total creep. I was interviewed on Locked On Today with Peter about sexual harassment in sports, but this is just so disheartening going into a new year where exactly 2 weeks apart from the Jared Porter story breaking, 2 weeks later, copy and paste but change the name, Mickey Callaway apparently has been doing this for years. And it's so creepy and so upsetting. And I have stories of my own that I could share, but it's just so unacceptable at this point in time that these things are still happening and that there are no consequences. I'm so grateful to the men in sports that I'm friends with who have reached out to me asking like how they can be better, how they can help, what they can do. And if you're listening and you're wondering what you can do to support women in sports, the biggest thing I can say is that it's not enough to just warn us of somebody that you know who might be creepy to women. You have to actually take action to help remove creepy people from sports so that it is an actual safe place for women in sports. Because we shouldn't have to have our guards up all the time. We shouldn't have to be worried. We shouldn't have to be protecting ourselves constantly in this world. We should just be allowed to be existing in sports the same as you. And we can't do that if all you're doing is giving us a list of names of people to avoid. So National Girls and Women's in Sports Day, we have come a long way, women in sports, this year. We have so many amazing things happening for women in sports, but it's never going to be enough as long as this toxic culture is still acceptable, as long as there are no consequences. It's not going to be enough. So happy National Girls and Women's in Sports Day. And I somehow managed to knock out the last two portions of that simultaneously. So thank you so much for listening to today's episode of Locked on Red Sox. I am very excited to announce that we will be having Martin Perez back on the show very soon before spring training begins. I'm so excited. We've been in touch a little bit throughout the off season. He is so excited to be staying in Boston for the 2021 season, and I can't wait to have him on the show again. So make sure to subscribe so you never miss an episode. You can follow Locked on Red Sox on Twitter at @LO_RedSox. You can follow Locked on Red Sox on Instagram at @LockedOnRedSox, all one word. You can follow me on Twitter at @GFSTARR1. Wear a mask, stay safe, and as always, and very, very soon, go Red Sox.